I'm John Whitaker, director of FSA in Iowa, and I moderated the crop session. Some reoccurring themes we heard there, again, the farm bill, the need for the passage of a farm bill, and for a couple of reasons. One, just to give some sense of direction and some stability for farmers to make decisions. What is the policy framework they'll be operating in next year and beyond? But also because a lot of the tools and mechanisms USDA has to respond to drought issues is also part of the farm bill that doesn't exist today. And so it's important to get that back in place. A major concern voiced by the commodity organizations in our group, corn, wheat, soybean, and so on, is the potential loss or the likely loss of markets through this time period because of less to export, but also the prices we're dealing with will ration demand or choke off demand, whether that be from the livestock side, as we've heard, as herds cut back, ethanol production that may cut back on production. I know Nebraska already has a plant that shut down. Indiana's had a plant that shut down. And our export customers that simply will look elsewhere in the world for their commodities. And how do we get that back? That may not be much of an issue at the current high prices we have today, but those will lead to less demand in the future. And what tools and mechanisms do we have to regain those markets so they're there next year and the year after and beyond? A part of that that was mentioned was the transportation. We've often talked about transportation systems this year, at least along some of the Mississippi and other rivers with river levels, have highlighted some of the challenges and how vulnerable some of our grain movement is to the river locks and dams. So that was mentioned as well. Also, as a part of the farm bill was our safety net, most specifically crop insurance. Perhaps better insurance mechanisms and tools for some of our livestock producers, but other types of insurance innovations and tools that maybe have to do with water usage and irrigation levels and mix and match some of the insurance with the amount of water that's available and some of those types of policies that need to be looked at. Things we may not worry much about in a rain-fed world like Iowa, but in where we manage our water or have water allocations, those type of flexibility is important. We also talked about water issues, water policy issues, water banking from one year to the next, surface water and ponds, canals, and so on for water storage, and how we manage those, allow flexibility in our programs to rebuild ponds rather than maybe build new, that what needs the flexibility to do what needs to be done effectively and efficiently. Also a part of that is the ability for local water districts to experiment, try things different. If necessity is the mother of invention, we've got the mother of all necessity. And so how do we begin to have some flexibility to experiment with some of these systems? Because one size clearly does not fit all. Different parts of the region will have different challenges, and how do we give local people the flexibility to experiment with those? Another underlying theme, and I'll end with, was one of need for research. Research on these water policy issues, research on crops that are more drought tolerant, research in, say, some of the wheat or grain sorghum where there's not been a lot of investment in genetic advancement, but now may be more important as we go forward. It won't fix the short-term issues, but it helps prepare us for the next time we go through these conditions.